621. This is 1320 WILS here in Lansing today. Bills being introduced in the state Senate that would make the practice of female genital mutilation in Michigan a felony crime punishable by up to 15 years in prison. This after several doctors in Detroit now are facing charges regarding this procedure known as FGM. My next guest is she's a survivor of female genital mutilation. She's the author of the book, The Girl with Three Legs. Soraya Murray joins us. Soraya, great to have you on WILS.
It's good being with you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a topic I think most people know very little really about. Yeah. And you said you were teased when you were young, about 13. Yeah. You were called the girl with three legs. What did that mean?
Yeah, it means that your clitoris is going to grow and dangle between your legs. So you have three legs.
And so were you ashamed about that, or what was happening?
Well, I didn't understand what it meant. I knew that the girls didn't want to be with me. They didn't want to play with me because they said I was not clean like them. Maybe I should give you a little bit of understanding. No one really talks about what's going to happen to you, that you're going to have this surgery. The only thing you hear is that there's a rite of passage that in order for you to get married, you have to have that kind of a ceremony, celebration of you becoming a girl. So some of us think like maybe when we reach, you know, certain age and we get our periods, like menstrual cycle, that might be celebration. But you hear people talking about it, that when young woman gets married, she, you know, her husband touching her first night, the pain is so horrendous that she feels like fire coming out of her ears. So you hear all this stuff that my mother never told me, so I don't understand why these young girls didn't want to touch me, didn't want to play with me.
And I should know you were born in Somalia. Is that where the procedure occurred?
Yes, Somalia. That's where I'm from, Mogadishu, exactly, yes. And that's what it happened. I was 13. So sometimes they play mind game. They have to want you to ask questions so that they will say, yes, you have to be like them, so you don't want to be alone and not have friends. So you got to have some form of whatever. So I asked my father. I came and asked, I think, the house, the cook. She wouldn't tell me. I asked my father, and he said, go and ask your mother. And when I asked my mother, I said, why are they calling me? And she said, well, it's time to get your gift. So I didn't understand what gift. I thought maybe I'll get a summer dress.
But the procedure itself, how would you describe, the pain, the experience itself?
It's I'm from, as you know, Somalia and like Ethiopia or Sudan and Djibouti, both of those countries get the most, and Eritrea, they get the most severe one in fibrillation. Over 8 million women around the world have that. It's where they cut off your clitoris and the labia minora, smaller lips, and labia majora, and they stitch together from the top to the bottom. Mm-hmm. Like, basically, your vagina is sealed, right? And they open a small hole where you could only urinate and get your menstrual cycle. Right. So you're double virgin because you are a child. You never had sex.
So
right?
When you're going through something like this, did you feel at the time that this was something that was wrong, even though within your culture everyone was doing it?
Yeah, of course. I couldn't speak the way I'm speaking right now, but as a child, the first person you see, it's your mother watching you suffer, you know, those eyes watching back at you and allowing someone, especially a man, because we were privileged somehow, I got a local anesthesia, others don't. And that the pain is so horrendous that I cannot give you a word to say this is how it felt. Like when someone shoots you, thank God no one shot. But if you have that feeling, you could say, oh, I felt burning inside my skin was this
now,
way.
Did you ever talk to your mother as a woman later in life about this? And I mean, did she ever apologize in any way to you?
At the end, as you read the book, yes, I did. And she apologized. But at the beginning, it was difficult because she said that this was a form of my virginity to be married to my cousin when I was forced to marry my cousin when I was 18. 17, 18, and what I escaped from that, that's the first time I really understand that what women talked about the fire, the pain, and that it's so it's inhumane. It is not right, and it's the ultimate child abuse.
I should know Soraya Murray with us. She's an activist for women's rights. She's been given an award by the United Nations, and she's a survivor of female genital mutilation. What does it do to the rest of your life if you go through a procedure like this?
I think for me, I got infected, and then I couldn't walk for 6 months, so they had to send me to a hospital in Germany, in Bonn. And doctors asked my mother if they would open the scar so that they could remove all those retention of, I'm sorry, I don't want to be too graphic on your...
I guess I'm curious too, in terms of as your life goes in general, in terms of your happiness and so on, how would you describe what it's done to them?
And I think because you realize that something happened to you, you've been robbed. Somehow, right? It's not about you having an orgasm and having sex. It's like someone took part of me that no one has a right to take from me, right? Including my mother or the culture. And that you lose the sense of trust because your mother is the one who first broke that, the trust, or grandmother or your aunt, whoever took you. So for me, it was in order for you to love me, you have to hurt me because my mother was the one who took me. She loved me, but she hurt me. So when you become old in a relationship, when you get into a personal relationship, you're always suspicious and there's no trust because you don't trust yourself, right? So you always having these issues. And when it comes to intimacy and privacy, it's difficult because in our culture, this is what makes us women, makes us beautiful, more beautiful, right? Wanted. Amazingly, but in the Western world, when you tell an American or European or whoever you're with, who's not your culture, I'm sorry, I can't have sex with you in a few months because I can't. It's painful. Mm-hmm. They're like, I'm sorry, what kind of a woman are you? And imagine now facing that person. So it's difficult.
When you see these procedures happening, even here in Michigan, why is it so powerful and so ingrained that even here in the U.S. we'd see these procedures?
It's the cycle of pain. It's the culture. It's people completely allowing a culture of abuse that is turning in without understanding the issue. The issue is about human rights. It's a child's rights, right? So we passed a law in 1996 in America. Then we had problems and we passed Girls Protection Act on 2012, vacation cutting, right? But we tried to educate the refugees, the immigrants from different cultures. But the fear became, I don't have a culture from where I'm from. Now I'm in America. I want to protect my children because they're watching all these movies, all this sex. Mm-hmm. And my girl cannot have a strong mind to control her urges and her sexuality, so therefore we have to cut everything.
Just a minute, Soraya, left, but does it in fact do that? I mean, this procedure, does it make it so there's no pleasure at all in that part of your life?
It does, because the minute they touch you down there, they touch your brain forever, so you have to go into a therapy, and a lot of it's an abuse. It's a control, form of control.
Soraya Murray, she is a survivor of female genital mutilation. We now are soon going to have a law here in Michigan to make this procedure a felony crime, which amazingly it still is not. That's incredible in itself.
No, I know. I'll be coming, hopefully. Thank you. Yeah. Yes.
Soraya, thank you very much. By the way, Soraya's book is The Girl with Three Legs, story of what she went through. Soraya, it's been very enlightening. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
It is 6:30. Now, when we come back, a lot more, we're going to talk about the implications of actually pulling out of NAFTA. That is what's now being considered by President Trump. Several officials in his administration say he may actually even propose this and make the first move in the coming days. There could be a dramatic change in how we deal with Canada and Mexico. That and a lot more. Also, the future with North Korea, some dangerous times ahead. That's next.